Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Unbelievable scene. I don't know if you saw the video yesterday out of Beirut, Lebanon. Horrific, horrible, unbelievable scene unfolding there. Over 100 dead, thousands injured. And joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick joins us from the nation's capital region. Thank you very much, Cammie. Do appreciate your time. Your unbelievable situation. What's happening with the leadership in Washington? What are they saying about the explosion in Beirut?
Well, we've gotten some sort of mixed signals. President Trump said yesterday that U.S. generals had told him they seemed to feel it was an attack, but we've gotten no comment from the Pentagon on that, and it's referring questions, in fact, to the White House. Having said that, they don't usually talk about intelligence because it may reveal how the U.S. has eyes on this area, which certainly it does. And there's been also no indication from those who follow extremist groups of any uptick in chatter. So there's still a lot of unanswered questions here, but having said all this, the U.S. certainly has satellites that would have picked up some information, so we'll learn more, obviously, in the days ahead. There's a very different sort of scenario being played out here versus what we're hearing from Lebanese authorities.
Yeah, yesterday on the during his press briefing, the president said it looked like a terrible attack and then was questioned about that. It sort of raised everybody's eyebrows. And he said, well, it would seem like it based on the explosion. I met with some of our top generals, as you mentioned. But yeah, nobody really knows for sure right now, or at least nobody's saying for sure right now what happened. They had 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate in a warehouse at the docks at the port right there in Beirut, correct?
It's absolutely incredible that they would have that kind of highly explosive material stored so close to a major population area. Lebanon's president has said that ammonium nitrate, which is used in fertilizers, it's also used, by the way, in the roadside bombs in Iraq and Afghanistan, ammonium nitrate. Apparently, it had been stored at this port facility for 6 years without safety measures, according to Lebanon's president. It may have been detonated by a nearby warehouse that was full of fireworks. So there will be a lot of questions as to, how did that warehouse full of fireworks, if that's indeed what set it off, what set that off? And why was this material stored so closely? I have friends who live in Beirut. They were in their home at the time. Their apartment was completely demolished. He was hurt. His wife, who was a doctor, was actually down on the street getting into her car and was able to immediately assist a lot of people who had been injured. And their young child was injured just playing in their living room. The power of this blast, and for those who have seen the video, it's absolutely amazing to watch this video. The power indicates that, something clearly was wrong to store that type of thing so close to Lebanon's capital.
That's unbelievable. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick joins us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. And yeah, you were talking about that video. It was unbelievable. There was a big fire, then a massive explosion, and that shockwave going across the city there, just wreaking havoc. I heard that people could feel the vibration almost 10 miles away. Was there any the president of Lebanon saying that they will prosecute or bring to justice anyone responsible? But it sounds like it could have just been a stupid accident. I mean, who puts fireworks right next to a stockpile of ammonium nitrate?
Right. It's Absolutely incredible. And the timing couldn't have been worse. Apparently it happened just at rush hour. A lot of videos, we've seen several now from different angles. You know, people were filming this, as we all do, when they see something highly unusual happening. You pull out your phone and you start taping it. And then, as you talked about, the concussion blast and then that mushroom cloud. And people were clearly, who were videotaping this, were clearly probably a half to a mile away. And still knocked off their feet. You could tell by the way they were filming. Suddenly, you know, they were shooting their ceiling. It was a very, very powerful blast. I saw some video that was taken across the water from the other side of the port, and the cloud was just massive. And then there was another video I saw of someone driving home from work, clearly, and was literally blown out of his car.
Unbelievable. You said that the material, the explosive material, was confiscated from a ship. Do you know why it was confiscated or what kind of a shipment it was at that point? I mean, was it just some rogue shipment?
Yesterday we heard from Lebanese officials that they had confiscated. It's hard to imagine that all of this would have been on one ship. This was 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate. And now they're saying it had been stored there for 6 years. So who knows? I mean, it sounded yesterday from the Lebanese authorities as if this ship had been confiscated recently. But there, you know, in this area of the world, obviously, there is a lot of transport of this type of material. You've got all these hot spots in this region. And speaking of which, you know, the U.S. has had a very precarious relationship with Lebanon because of Hezbollah and so forth. We have heard from Secretary of State Pompeo. We're expecting to hear from him again this morning. He'll brief reporters. And the Lebanese authorities say he has called them as well. Obviously, the U.S. will be very interested in finding out exactly what's behind this. And if indeed it was a ship of confiscated material like this, where it came from.
And how widely was it known that this was sitting just off the port in a warehouse?
Well, you have to think that if people knew that much explosive material was located that close to a major population center, then somebody would have expressed concerns before now. So, you know, you wonder if that sort of thing was sort of kept secret from the population.
Hmm. Yeah, it was either nefarious or an accident. Who knows? Well, I guess we'll find out. The Lebanese Red Cross asking for donations, all blood types in the area and everything, because of the amount of injuries. What is the latest as far as death and injuries?
Yeah, the latest this morning we're hearing, and these numbers are certain to rise, is 100 dead and at least 4,000 injured. Several countries now are sending in aid that includes, you know, blood supplies, that sort of thing, but also recovery teams and recovery materials. The U.S. has been offering assistance as well, and we'll hear from Secretary of State Pompeo this morning as to what that might be. The U.S. is asking the Lebanese what they need. But you've still got rescue workers digging through the rubble there, so that death toll will surely rise.
I mean, looking at just the ferocity of that explosion, we may never know the exact number of fatalities in that at all.
Exactly. I often think of Haiti and earthquakes and hurricanes and so forth, and the death toll just continues to rise for months and months and months. It's likely to be what we see here.
Wow. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick from the nation's capital, thank you so much for your insight and knowledge on this unfolding situation in Beirut, Lebanon.
Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.